Well, that's it for today, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane wishing you good day and good mental health.
All right, Milby. Oh, first they're waiting for the booth here. You know, that is not amusing when you do it in the men's room. It's not amusing now.
All ready then, Bulldog?
What were you two doing?
We're recording an ad for a new sponsor. We only got a minute here, so scram, both of you. Oh, by the way, Ross, baby or no baby, your ass has never looked better.
Shut up. How sick is that?
Well, he's just being Bulldog.
Now that I liked hearing it.
Hi, I'm Bulldog Briscoe.
And I'm Gil Chesterton. When Bulldog and I are out on the town together,
whether it's opening night at the opera
or rooting our mariners to victory,
we always round out the evening the same way with a nice, relaxing cup of Happy Dreams tea. We're making some right now. How many lumps do you like, Gil?
One, please. Ouch, gets me every time.
Happy Dreams tea. One cup, you'll have happy dreams the whole night through. Yes, perfect! One tape!
Well, my ouch could be a bit more convincing.
Ow! We'll splice that in later.
What the hell was that?
It's the new station manager's idea. He's getting some of the on-air talent to record commercials for the new sponsors. You're not disappointed he didn't ask you to do it, are you?
Oh, yes, Ross. About as disappointed as I was when that hypnotist at the Christmas party picked them to come up on stage and groom each other like monkeys.
Oh, yeah. You really lucked out at that party. He didn't make you do anything silly. No, sir.
Ross.
Oh, Daphne, what are you doing here?
Hi, Daphne.
Dr. Crane's car's in the shop, so I'm a chauffeur for the day. It may take a while to get home. There's a rally on Pike Street holding up the traffic.
Oh, what sort of rally?
Apparently they're trying to save some old bookstore from being torn down.
What, Hirsch and Sons?
Yeah, that's the one. Some developer wants to build a strip mall there.
Well, they can't do that. That's a Seattle landmark. My God, Mark Twain gave a reading there.
Oh, yeah, I know that place. Used to have a boyfriend who liked to make out in the occult section.
Well, frankly, terribly upset about this, you know? I think we'll go down there and join that rally.
Good for you, Fraser.
I refuse to stand idly by while some fat cat bully rides roughshod over the little people.
I don't want to go to a rally.
Go, tough luck! You're the chauffeur.
This is actually rather exciting. I must say, I never thought you to be the protest type.
Oh, on the contrary, Daphne. I was quite the activist in my college days. You know, there's nothing like throwing in with a fearless band of scruffy young rebels thumbing their noses at convention.
So did you go in for the whole package then? Long hair, bell-bottoms, beads?
Oh, heavens, no, no. I did have a pair of psychedelic suspenders that raised an eyebrow or two. This seems good, don't you
yeah.
think? Hello.
Hey, this is great. Hey, look, everybody, it's Dr. Fraser Crane.
Oh. Hi. Hi.
Hello, good to see you. Dr. Crane, would you like to say a few words?
Well, all right, I'll keep it simple. Be strong, people. Our cause is just. To the barricades!
Yeah, this is sort of fun, isn't it?
People, this is your final warning.
Well, who do you suppose that is?
It's the police, I think.
Disperse now or we will take action.
What do you suppose they mean by that?
We're not going anywhere, are we?
No!
You don't think they're talking about a jail sort of thing here, do you?
Who knows? Exciting, isn't it?
They're going to have to drag us out of here, aren't they?
Yes!
They don't have to drag people away anymore, do they?
Because they're too afraid to arrest us, aren't they? Yes!
Well, now you're just provoking them.
All right, people, you had your warning.
Oh, man. They weren't kidding. Well, there go the first lucky martyrs to our cause. You know, at the rate they're dragging people away, there'll be nobody left to protest.
You know, Daphne, I'd better go get some reinforcements.
Dr. Crane! Dr. Crane, where are you going?
Solidarity, brothers!
Fraser, I hope you're free tonight. I just secured a table at the most exclusive new restaurant in Seattle.
I'm sorry. Just not in the mood.
At least hear me out. This place is the hottest new thing in fusion cuisine.
Well, what cuisines are being fused?
Polynesian and Scandinavian. It's called Mahalo Valhalla.
Well, perhaps there's a reason God put those two countries so far apart.
I had my doubts too, but my gourmet newsletter gave 3.5 whisks to their coconut herring.
Look, I'm sorry, Nas. Tonight's just a bad night. See, Daphne's been hauled down to jail. Dad's down there trying to bail her out.
What?
Don't worry, they should be home any minute. It's just that she was down at that rally for Hirschenson's bookstore. The worst part of it is I convinced her to go. When they started hauling people away, I chickened out and ran.
You left her there?
It's a thoroughly shameful performance. Although I did clear that privet hedge in front of Emerson's funeral home like a Kentucky show horse, but... What has happened to me, Niles? I used to be so courageous to fight for things. When did I become so middle-aged, so timid?
Don't be so hard on yourself. It's part of life. We all get a bit more cautious as we get older.
Not me. God, it was only 5 years ago. I packed up my whole life in Boston, moved across the country to start over. That took real courage. Now, the biggest risk I take is saying to Dad, hey, let's go out to dinner. You pick the restaurant. Daphne, it's so good to have you home, safe and sound.
Shut up.
She's a little mad at you.
Yes, thank you, Dad. Daphne, I am so sorry. I feel just terrible.
As you should. You left me handcuffed and helpless.
If you ever find yourself in that position again, be sure to call on me. For help.
Thank you, Dr. Crane. Shame on you, Dr. Crane. Why can't you be more like Dr. Crane?
I can't believe it took me 6 hours to get her out. In my days, cops could count on a few perks, you know? No speeding tickets. Get your friends out of jail fast. It's all gone to hell.
Yes, well, let's hope they never do away with that all jewelry up for grabs in the morgue policy.
Well, there is no way I'm letting this dinner reservation go to waste. Frazier, last chance.
Thanks anyway, Niles.
Very well. Hey, Dad, what about you?
You know, Niles, maybe I will come and get a bite with you, you know? Sitting around 6 hours in that station house, I could eat anything.
Well, let's go there.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Where are we going, anyway?
Oh, well.
Hello. Yes, I'd like to order a large pizza. What toppings? Just a second. Dad, what do you want on your pizza?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni, please.
Anyway, we've been fighting a lot, and she's never in the mood for sex anymore. I think she must be having an affair.
Now, Patrick, let's not give in to paranoia. Just because your wife is avoiding sex lately doesn't mean she's being unfaithful. You said yourself you haven't been talking lately. Why don't you try reopening the lines of communication tonight by surprising her with a nice romantic dinner?
Tonight's no good. She's working late on her boss's boat again. But tomorrow's okay. Thanks, Dr. Crane.
You know, Roz, what do you say we turn things over to our eye in the sky, Chopper Dave, with the traffic report?
Frazier, I want to introduce you to someone. This is our new station manager, Kenny Daly.
No, it's a pleasure.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure. I have to say, I'm just a huge fan. I only had this reaction once before. Did you ever hear of Norman Mailer?
Of course, the author.
No, I'm talking about the drive time guy worked out of Tampa. Norman in the morning. So funny you pray for traffic.
Well, I'll try to catch him next time I'm in Tampa in the morning.
Well, I gotta run.
Yes.
It's been great meeting
you. You too.
Oh, I almost forgot. I got a call from the Happy Dreams tea people. They had a bunch of spots scheduled for your first hour, and you forgot to read them.
Well, actually, I didn't forget. I had a look at the copy, and, I couldn't read it.
Oh, why not?
Well, just listen to this. Here. One cup of Happy Dreams tea, and you'll have happy dreams all night long. But fact is that dreams are a byproduct of unresolved emotion. No tea can promise happy dreams.
Oh, okay. I totally get that. Here's my problem. Our ad revenues are down, and they're a major new sponsor. I just promise them that you read the ads this hour.
Yes, but as a psychiatrist, I can't. You see, they're promising something that's impossible.
Okay. Okay, now I understand. What if we just think of it more as a slogan?
You see, but it's not a slogan. If I, as a doctor, read it, it sounds like medical advice.
Okay. Now, totally get it. So instead of saying this is Dr. Fraser Crane, just don't say doctor.
Kenny, perhaps I'm not making myself clear here. Let's try this. I will never read this copy.
Oh, this is the part of my job I really hate. You take a stand like that, and I totally respect it, by the way, and you force my hand. That's our biggest sponsor. So unless you're willing to go on the air right now and read that ad, I have to fire you.
10 seconds, Fraser.
Well, didn't realize you felt so strongly about it. Yes, I have no choice.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Crane. Oh, what a relief.
Hello, Seattle. The people who know me best will not be surprised by what I'm about to tell you. I am not a man who betrays his principles. I am not a man who misleads his listeners, and I am not a man who will shrink from a fight. Today I find myself in a fight over the content of my show, but rather than truckle to the forces of commercialism, I've decided to take a stand on principle, even if it means...
I'm not on the air, am I?
No. He put on the best of Crane.
How much did I get out?
Well, let's see.
People who know me best will not be surprised by what I'm about to tell you. I am not a man.
Perfect.
So they actually fired you?
Yes. And I must say, it feels good to take a stand like this. Feel like my old self again. Tell you one thing, I don't envy Kenny. Feeling the cold stares of the other employees? Because he's fired the station's most popular personality?
He fired Tootie the Story Lady, too.
Very funny, Niles. God, who would have thought that getting fired could make one feel so alive? Oh. What do you want? Another staring contest, I suppose? Well, you picked the wrong day for that, boyo. Take that!
Oh, Fraser, what are you doing home?
Oh, well, Dad, brace yourself. The station fired me. So you'll be seeing me this time every day.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I assume you mean the firing part.
Well, yeah. So what happened?
Well, simply put, they asked me to violate a principle I believe in, and I refused.
Well, then I'm proud of you. What did they want you to do?
Well, there's this product called Happy Dreams Tea. They wanted me to say that it gives people happy dreams.
And?
Well, that's it. I couldn't make a claim like that.
Well, every commercial promises something it can't deliver. That's what makes it a commercial.
Yes, Dad, that may be.
It's like that cologne that's supposed to drive women wild. I used it all my life and never had a single strange woman come on to me. Except for that year that I worked in Vice.
Yes, I understand.
But that wasn't about cologne, let me tell you.
Yes, I understand.
They were hookers.
I realize that.
Fraser, don't be angry with me, but I do have one theory.
Yes,
that I'd like to
Niles, I was wondering when you'd get around to that, so please, just allow me. I was so ashamed of my chickening out at the rally that I grabbed at the first fight that came my way. Of course, it turned out to be the wrong fight, and I needlessly lost my job. So that if you follow that theory through to the end, this heady feeling of euphoria I'm experiencing right now is frankly nothing more than a deep-seated denial.
So have you considered it?
Not for a second!
Oh.
Hello?
Look, I know I must be the last person you want to see right now, but please listen. Since I fired you, I haven't been able to eat or sleep.
Kenny, it's only been an hour and a half.
Well, I'm a napper. I just came to tell you, I was wrong. All I've been able to think about was I just fired a man who was willing to go to the mat for his principles. What does that say about my principles? Well, before I go on, have you had any job offers?
He's had four.
Dad, shut up.
He hasn't.
Shut up.
I'm still technically available.
Well, I'd like you to think about coming back to work tomorrow, because the first thing in the morning, I'm calling the Happy Dreams people and telling them you're uncomfortable with their ads. At KACL, the talent comes first.
Well, what can I say but see you tomorrow.
Oh, this is so great. Oh, I'm so relieved. You know what? Can I buy a beer just to show we have no hard feelings?
I would love that, as long as I don't have to endorse it afterward.
Oh. Ouch. See? I guess I had that one coming. Nice meeting you.
See ya. Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, Seattle. This is Dr. Fraser Crane, and I would like to begin today by apologizing for my abrupt departure from the airwaves yesterday. You see, I was embroiled in a conflict with the management. I'm happy to report that it has been resolved. Thanks to the efforts of our new station manager, a courageous and principled young man, Ken Daly. I won't bore you with all the details, but suffice it to say, he took on the big guys and won. Anyway, I apologize for our brief interruption yesterday, and I assure you that today's will be even briefer. Ross, let's go to commercial.
Oh. Kenny, what's going on?
Actually, it's the darndest thing. I got fired.
What? Well, how did that happen?
Well, I told the sponsors you wouldn't be reading their ads. The next thing I know, I'm getting called into Mr. Martin's office in the Black Tower. I told them that sponsors are easier to replace than talent. He said I was easier to replace than anybody. Then he called me a pinhead and took my Coke away.
That's terrible.
Oh, Kenny, I can't help feeling that this is all my fault.
No. These things happen. And if I got to get fired sticking up for someone, I'm just honored it was for you. At least now I'll have time to finish building that nursery in my new house. We're expecting. Oh, there's my wife now. She's going to get a kick out of this coincidence. Me and her getting fired in the same week. Oh. May I?
Yeah, of course.
Well, we have got to get Kenny's job back.
Well, how are we supposed to do that?
Well, we'll just round up all the talent, go down to Mr. Martin, and demand that he rehire Kenny.
Mr. Martin owns the station. We can't give him an ultimatum.
But it's not an ultimatum, Ross. We'll simply appeal to the man's sense of decency. You know, Kenny went to bat for me. We owe him at least that.
You know, Kenny hasn't even asked for our help. He, for all we know, he'll be fine.
How do you like that? She's having twins. Heck of a time for me to lose my insurance, huh? Well, you guys take care.
And together, I know that we can do this. The most important thing is to present a united front.
Well, what is the matter with you people?
Isn't it obvious we're frightened?
Of what?
Of everything. We're in a building called the Black Tower. Those guards in the lobby must have been 7 feet tall. And that metal detector thing we had to go through was really scary.
It was even scarier finding out Gil wears an anklet.
All right, that's enough. Get off the elevator, all of you. Jesus, I'm ashamed of you. Intimidated by a building.
We're here for Kenny. The man who wants to start KACL daycare, Roz. The man who approved the extra airbrushing charges on your new publicity photos, Gil. And you, Tootie. Who was it that just doubled the storytime puppet budget?
I know Kenny's a great guy, but I met Joe Martin once. He was a very scary man with eyes as cold as a winter night.
Oh, all right, Tootie. Oh, Mr. Martin, hello.
Do you have an appointment?
Mr. Martin, my name is Dr. Fraser Crane. I am here with some of the other talent from KACL, my producer, Roz Doyle, Gil Chesterton, food critic, Bob Briscoe, sports, Tootie Feingold, the story lady, Ray Schmidt, the greengrocer, and Miss Judy, arts and crafts. I'm sorry, Judy, I don't know your last name.
I don't have time for this. I'm in the middle of a board meeting. Please.
Just, no, this will only take a moment, Mr. Martin. This morning, you fired Kenny Daly, wonderful station manager and a man of integrity. That is a very rare quality in this industry, Mr. Martin. I promise you, you fire all the Kenny Dailies. What are you left with? A bunch of sycophants and yes men. Am I right?
Yes,
you're right.
Now, it would be a great risk to hire Kenny back. But I'm here to tell you that a man that stops taking risks in life pays a very dear price indeed. I know whereof I speak. Now, I can see that I'm getting through to you, so let me just leave you with one last question. What kind of radio station do you want?
You know, Dr. Crane, that is the exact question I've been asking myself all through that board meeting. As you know, our ratings are down. And the number crunchers in there think they can fix this thing by sucking up to our sponsors. Well, that's not what I think.
Bravo!
Thanks to you, I'm going with my gut on this one.
You bet you are!
I'm going to march right in there and tell them that we're doing it my way. No more talk.
Exactly! Action!
No more talk radio. From this moment on, the station is all Latino music all the time.
I beg your pardon?
Thank you, Dr. Crane. I'm going back to my roots.
I may
have walked out of that meeting Joe Martin corporate sellout, but I'm walking back in Jose Martinez, risk taker.
What the hell just happened?
You just got us all fired.
What did you say?
Hoy que de nuevo están llamando ensaladas insensates. Quizás yo parezca confundido, quién sabe, pero así no es. Ya yo no sé qué hacer con las ensaladas insensates. Llaman otra vez.
Adiós.